Jesus Request, Reversing the Downward Spiral by Maria Fontaine.
A woman posed a question to me not too long ago. She's a very faithful, dedicated disciple, a missionary with a sincere heart for the lost, which has been manifested in numerous successful missionary projects. She was facing a dilemma. In one place where she spends a part of her time, people in general are so hungry for the truth that they seem to draw out the Lord's Spirit from her. However, in the other place where she spends part of her time, the people have grown resistant to the gospel or almost anything that has to do with God. This hardness she was seeing was more than just a governmental resistance. It seemed to permeate most of their society and culture. She wanted to try to break through the walls that people seemed to have, but was also concerned that if she pushed too strongly, it might harden their hearts even more. She wondered if it would be better to wait until people's hearts were hungry for more before trying to feed their spirits. The Bible says there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. So are there times when we really should wait for the Lord to work in someone's life if they don't show any outward hunger for the truth? Will continuing to try to break through those barriers only harden people more? Or is there always a need to be a witness? The Lord always wants us to preach the gospel, but are there perhaps different ways to preach? As I was praying about these questions, the Lord gave me some thoughts to reflect on. He said, "Your response of acting in love towards those I place in your path who seem hardened can have a powerful impact. The truth in what you say, backed up by your example of genuine, sacrificial, caring love, creates contrast between your words and actions and their hardened hearts, a contrast that both they and others can see. Being a witness of who I am by living the truth in all you do can sometimes reach a person's heart in ways that words can't. The contrast of your example next to theirs can sometimes create in them a desire to change when no words alone could get past their minds and reach their heart. It's important to remember that acting in love, patience, and mercy is not pacifism or being wishy-washy or avoiding the truth they need out of fear of their response. It is going on the offensive in the spirit with loving actions that back up your words. It's demonstrating, by example, something of great worth. When, in response to their hardness, you show them patience, compassion, and concern, the light of my love stands in stark contrast to the emptiness of their own lives. My love through you shines the light. Those whose hearts are searching for the light will recognize it, even if it takes a while for them to respond." Maria, in many cases, it's hard to see past the fronts of people when they appear to be hard, cold, or unreceptive. And let's face it, we've all been guilty of putting up fronts or walls of one kind or another. Why do we do that? Why do we shut ourselves behind walls? It often can be humbling to show compassion to those who seem to reject our efforts. To do so can take overcoming our own prejudices and asking the Lord to help us to understand what it must be like to walk in the shoes of someone else. It takes time and effort to consider that how they appear is probably not the full picture of who they are inside. Most of us have lived much of our lives immersed in God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and the knowledge that He's going to cause the things we experience to work together for good for us. Imagine how much more difficult it would be for someone to face the troubles of life without having experienced Jesus' unconditional love or without having experienced the joy of forgiveness. Imagine what it must be like to be ignorant of the existence of a God who sacrificed His only Son because He cares so much for you. Imagine having to make it through life without His supernatural love to help you find comfort and solutions when you feel overwhelmed with fear or pain or some unbearable suffering. Some people have no hope for relief from what they suffer, so they try to protect themselves the best they can. Sadly, therefore, they often harden their hearts to everything, maybe hoping that will somehow lessen the sorrow and pain that surrounds them. Many times, their fear of suffering is so strong that they might even react aggressively toward others. It's as if they're sitting in total darkness. They can't see what might be coming at them. Spiritually, it's as though they are curled up in a ball, trying to protect themselves from whatever might come to hurt them. They may even strike out at whatever comes near out of fear. Their first reaction may be to push you away. But if your sermon is in the form of patient, loving actions repeated as often as needed, they may gradually begin to realize that something about you is different. There may be times when witnessing to those who seem hard won't be easy or even seem fair. You're just trying to help them, but they may react with rejection for a time. They've grown suspicious of everything, and it will take time for them to learn to hope again. It's worth it to continue, though, if in the end they are set free to live in God's light. It takes perseverance and faith to love those who are so difficult to reach. It takes God's love to see them as Jesus sees them, because He knows their heart and innermost suffering, which we often cannot see. His plan is to bring the light of His truth to everyone so that they can eventually have the privilege of making a fully informed choice whether to receive the truth. If we remain silent in the face of hardness that we might encounter, we have no chance of helping people to turn that downward spiral around. We need to be a voice for the truth and an example of God's love. We can't fix their problems for them, but by bringing them an example of hope, we can help break that downward spiral. And eventually, Jesus can bring the upward, heaven-bound spiral into their lives. By acknowledging that the Lord alone knows each heart, and that He will guide us as we look to Him, we can find the seeds of compassion that we need. When blended with faith, those seeds can stir us to go to great lengths to reflect the love of God wherever He shows us to do so. As we trust Him and do what we can, He will do what we can't. Jesus asks us to face the resistance of others with patience, long-suffering, kindness, caring, and genuine love. He asks us to respond to others' hardness with His love that penetrates the darkness. Someone has to begin the upward spiral by countering the negative with God's Spirit. It takes faith and trust in the One, Jesus, who first set the precedent Himself of giving to the maximum when He laid down His life for all mankind. Along these lines, Jesus said, "It is My request that you follow in My footsteps to the best of your ability. No matter how hard someone's front may seem to you, I know their heart, and I'm working to offer them My love through you. I know what has brought them to the state they are in. I want them to be set free, which is why I put them in your path. Even when they seem to reject the truth, what you offer them will always have an impact. How far will My love go to reach the lost? In spite of what the Roman soldiers had inflicted on me during My crucifixion, with My last breaths, I called on the Father and asked Him to forgive them. Even after having committed such an unthinkable wrong against the Son of God, there was still a path to the Father for those men. I was still determined to provide a way to bring them to myself. My love is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It stirs your heart, causing you to want to obliterate the darkness as you love the people that I place in your path who are lost in that darkness. Refraining from offering others the truth because there is a chance that it would be rejected would deny them the opportunity for my light to permeate their darkness. Wherever there is darkness, the light of my spirit can penetrate and shine to reach out and rescue those who are trapped. Will you be my messenger?
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.